Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine cast deals. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guests, the Warner Brothers star John Garfield, Jimmy Cash, the Swan Tet, and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it seems that George was out with the boys last night for a little stag poker game. He's now getting breakfast and a subtle cross-examination from the little woman.
Did you have fun playing poker with the boys, sweetheart?
Yeah. Swell bunch of fellas.
Were the girls pretty?
Girls? There were no girls, sweetheart.
Oh, really, sweetheart?
Of course, sweetheart. What makes you think there were?
You talk in your sleep, sweetheart.
What?
You talk in your sleep. I know all about that fat girl named Kitty.
Fat girl named Kitty?
Yeah. You said, oh, look at that Kitty. What a pot.
Honey, that's a poker expression. That refers to the chips on the table.
Oh, I see. Were the girls pretty?
Lucy, for the last time, there were just men in the game. Do you understand?
Yes, dear.
And all we did was play poker.
Yes, dear.
Shame on you for being suspicious.
Yes, dear.
Stop saying yes, dear.
Don't you tell me what to say, George Burns. I'll say what I please. Understand?
Yes, dear.
Every wife has a right to be suspicious.
Yes, dear.
Now stop saying yes, dear.
Don't tell me what to say. I'll say what I please. You understand?
Yes, dear.
Oh, stop with that.
All right, darling. I'm sorry I doubted you. It's just that I'm so unreasonably jealous of you, George. Please don't think I'm silly.
I don't, Gracie.
I know it's hard to understand, but I love you.
I love you, too.
You're mine, and I'll fight to keep you. It's instinct.
All right, dear.
Just like a dog fights to keep a worthless old bone.
All right, now, let's forget it.
Oh, and tell me more about the poker game, darling. Who played?
Oh, a bunch of fellas from radio and movies. There was Brian Donlevy and Jack Cayley, Jack Benny, and you should have heard Jack Benny scream. He lost about 55 or 60.
Well, I don't blame him.
Well, I lost more than he did. I lost $1.10.
My, that was some game.
Well, we just played for the fun of it, penny ante. But the embarrassing thing was, I didn't have enough money to pay off. I had to write a check.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot to tell you. I changed banks.
Changed banks?
Yeah, well, the old bank wasn't keeping our money for us.
What do you mean?
I went in to make a deposit, and as fast as I put money in, the clerk at the next window was handing it out.
Gracie, why didn't you tell me you changed banks? Now, the check is no good. John Garfield will think I'm a... He'll absolutely think I'm a Welsher.
John Garfield? Is that who you gave the bad check to?
Yes.
Oh, George, he'll kill you.
Kill me?
Well, isn't he a gangster?
Gangster? Have you ever met him?
No, I've never even seen him. But I know he's a cold-blooded murderer who robs the very people he works for.
What?
Well, it said right in Luella Parsons' column, John Garfield, Hollywood's number one killer, steals new Warner Brother picture.
Sure. He kills about 30 or 40 people a season.
Oh, see?
Well, I better hurry to the bank and straighten this out.
Oh, George, don't leave the house without a bodyguard.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, but those gangsters are desperate men.
Hi, folks.
Hello, Bill. Goodbye, Bill.
Gracie, what's the matter with George?
Oh, Bill, they may shoot him.
Why, did he break a leg?
No. He gave a gangster a bad check for $1.10.
Oh, Gracie, is that all you're worried about?
Well, don't laugh. You're just like George. You don't know the code of the underworld, but I do. They'll shoot them and tie weights on them and put them in a barrel of concrete and throw them in the river. And George can't swim.
Oh, I wouldn't worry, Gracie.
But, Phil, you don't know those gangsters.
Oh, yes, I do. A bunch of them tried to hold me up one night.
What did you do?
Well, quick as a flash, I whipped out my .32.
Gee.
Just happened to be carrying 32 bars of Swan. Well, your word must have gotten to the underworld about Swan being four soaps in one, because those gangsters started fighting among themselves and beating each other over the head to see who'd get the soap.
Oh, I saw a crowd of women do the same thing at the market yesterday.
Oh, sure. Everybody fights for Swan, the new white floating soap. They know it's great for your hands and face, wonderful for bathing the baby, and perfect for dishes and light laundry. Four swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy.
Oh, Bill, I don't think you're taking this seriously. I'm worried about George. Well, if anything happened to him, I couldn't go on. I'd do something desperate.
But Gracie, you don't mean you...
Yes, I might.
Oh, no. No, not that. I wouldn't let you, Gracie. I wouldn't let you stop washing the dishes with Swan. Well, gee, Gracie, that would be awful. Imagine not having Swan's long-lasting suds to help you with the dishes. And what about your hands? Swan is so mild and gentle, you don't have to worry about rough, dishpanny-looking hands.
Oh, all right, Bill. Swan will help keep my hands looking beautiful. But I'm worried about my husband.
Well, Gracie, nothing will make him beautiful.
Bill, maybe that's the killer now, to take George away.
Oh, now, don't be frightened, Gracie. Come in.
Well, greetings, wood people. Tis I, Bolingbroke.
Oh, hello, Q-Bar.
Oh, Mr. Bolingbroke, I'm so glad it's you. I thought you were a man coming to take George.
Well, I had hoped to take him for a little. Where is your husband?
Oh, by now he's probably lying in some gutter.
Gadzooks, where did he get the stuff?
No. I mean, a gangster is after him because he welched on a gambling debt. Oh, if you'll help me save him, I'll pay you.
How much?
Money is no object. I'll give you whatever my husband's life is worth.
Well, I can't do it for $2.
Oh, all right, I'll give you $5.
It's a deal.
Gracie, this poolroom bum can't help you.
Mind your tongue, Joe. One more word and I shall deal harshly with you.
You're a poor room bum.
That did it. Mr. Goodwin, will you step outside?
Gladly.
Well, that got rid of him. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. I shall arrange an appointment for you with Big Louie. He can save your husband.
Who's Big Louie?
Oh, the king of the underworld. Through my connections at the Billiard Emporium, I happen to know his hideout. Whereabouts?
Oh, wonderful. I'll go and see him right away.
One word of caution, and don't breathe this to a soul. Big Louie has been on the lam for several weeks.
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of. We haven't been able to get beef for months.
One of the lasting ballads of 1943, My Shining Hour, sung by our popular young tenor, Jimmy Cash. Okay.
This will be my shining hour. Calm and happy and bright. In my dream, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like a light.
Gracie was told where to find Big Louie, the local gangster chief, and has now reached his headquarters. She plans to enlist his help by pretending to be one of his own kind.
Hello. Are you Big Louie?
Yeah, that's right. Who are you?
I'm Little Gracie.
Little Gracie?
Yeah. I'm married to Short George.
I never heard of him. How'd you get in here, anyhow?
Bolingbroke sent me.
Oh, cue ball. Oh, sure, he told me your dame was coming in. What's on your mind?
Well, my husband, Short George, is one of the bunch, see? He's strictly on the up and down, see? He's got himself in a jello, see?
You mean in a jam?
What jam, jelly? He's in it up to his foot.
What kind of trouble is it?
He got in a poker game and John Garfield took him to the presses.
Wait a minute. You mean there's a guy named John Garfield muscling in on a gambling racket?
Yeah, yeah. He's a regular scare face. The police are trying to pinch him on the hot seat.
I don't like bad boys in my territory. May have to get tough with this Garfield.
Good. You see, Short George gave him a bad check, and I'm afraid Garfield might try to put spots on him.
Come again.
Thanks, but I'm not leaving yet.
I mean, what was it you said Garfield might try to do to your husband?
Knock his bumps off.
Kill him, huh?
Yeah, rub him down.
What do you want me to do?
Well, you might rub Garfield down first.
I think you got something there. I'll fix that chiseler so he won't hurt nobody.
Good. But he's a killer, so be careful. You pack a goat, don't you?
If that's a gat, yeah, I do.
Well, plug him with your little old 440.
My gun ain't a 440.
The price ain't important.
Okay, just leave everything to me. So long, Skype.
Goodbye, Pan.
Well, Gracie is just arriving at John Garfield's house to tell him he better leave George alone now that he has protection. She knocks on the door. The door opens. And there stands John Garfield. Yes?
Hello, little boy.
Huh?
Is your father home?
My father?
Yes, John Garfield.
I'm John Garfield.
Well, you may be junior, but I want senior.
Honest, I'm the only John Garfield who lives here.
Oh, dear. Did the cop take your daddy away?
Look, my father's home is in New York. He makes belts for ladies' dresses. They may not be the best belts, but they're not bad enough to get him arrested.
Oh, poor little fellow. Ashamed to admit your daddy's a crook, huh?
He's not a crook. Well, he's never done one single thing that's illegal.
Oh, please.
Well, I mean it. Why, during Prohibition, he was the only guy in the neighborhood who didn't make gin. All the neighbors had to come up to our house to take a bath.
Now, you're a good little boy trying to protect him. But I happen to know that he was in a poker game last night and won a lot of money from my husband.
So that's it. He sent you up here to try to get the money back. Well, it won't work, Mrs. Benny.
Mrs. Denny, I'm Mrs. George Burns.
Well, gee, is he that way, too?
Sonny, I wish you wouldn't pretend that you play poker. Anyone can see that you're more the post office type.
Well, Mrs. Burns, I'm considered a very good poker player.
May I give you a little test?
Well, sure.
Do three straights of a kind beat a flush house? Naughty boy, I knew you were only fooling.
Wait, I'll settle this. I've still got your husband's check. Here it is.
Yeah. What? It really is.
Now, do you believe I'm John Garfield?
Well, I guess I'll have to.
What's so funny?
Oh, I can hardly wait to tell all my friends that the John Garfield they think is so tough is really a darling boy who hasn't shaved yet.
Mrs. Burns, I have a very heavy beard.
Really? Oh, I bet the other little kids were jealous when you wore it in Halloween.
Look, I wish you'd cut that out. I'm a tough guy. I'm a menace.
Oh, pooh. You've been seeing too many Humphrey Bogart pictures. Goodbye, Daddy.
I'm sorry to bother you at your office, George, but this is really embarrassing. Your wife is telling everybody I'm a child.
Well, that's funny. This morning she thought you were a gangster. What changed her mind?
She got a look at me. It always happens. All the women think I look like a kid. It's not fair.
Of course it isn't.
Well, I can no more help looking young than you can help looking the way you do.
I guess so.
It spoils a lot of fun, too. Yesterday, George Raft and Cesar Romero and I were standing on the corner making with the wolf whistles.
Yeah?
Well, Raft got a beautiful blonde, and a blonde, too. Romero got a beautiful brunette.
And you?
I wound up with a red-headed truant officer.
Well, what do you want me to do, John?
Bring Gracie to my house for dinner tonight. I have a plan that'll convince Gracie that I really am a menace.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't have to go through all this trouble if you had any control over your wife.
I do have control over her. I happen to be the boss in my house. What I say goes.
Oh, sure. See you tonight. How about the $1.10 for this bum check?
Can you see me Thursday?
Why Thursday?
That's the day I get my allowance.
Okay. See you tonight, boss.
I'm Felix Mills in his orchestra, and tonight with the Swantet, a Mills arrangement of I'm Riding for a Fall. John Garfield's house, and the two men are now in the middle of their campaign to convince Gracie that John is really a tough character.
Go on, John. What did you do then?
I said, take that, you squealer, and I shot him full of holes.
Gee.
Then I jammed his body in a trunk, put it on a train, and took it back to Brooklyn.
Oh, Johnny, how could you?
Pretty bad, huh?
Oh, yes. You know the government's asking people not to travel.
Gracie, this is nothing to joke about. John is a very desperate character.
Yeah, before I settled down in Hollywood, the bulls were after me all the time.
Yeah, and you've got to be tough to have the bulls after you.
Oh, I don't know. My uncle's cow isn't so tough.
John. John, tell Gracie about that big job you pulled off.
Oh, yeah. You mean when the mob sent me out to take care of Pretty Boy Floyd and Babyface Nelson.
Pretty Boy and Babyface?
Yeah, I sneaked up on them. And before they knew it, I had them covered.
Oh, you sweet boy. I hope you changed and powdered them before you covered them up.
Well, we're going great, John. Come in.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Burns here?
Oh, come in, Bill. I want you to meet John Garfield. You and Johnny have so much in common.
Oh, they're both handsome actors, huh?
Oh, no. You both like to bathe babies.
Why, really? Well, which method do you use, Mr. Garfield? The slow dip or the sudden dunk?
Now, look, I...
Well, naturally, you use Swan. And by the way, Johnny, Swan's not only great for bathing the baby, or for your hands and face, but it's terrific for dishes and light laundry. Swan is 4 swell soaps in one.
Look, I am not interested...
Come on and hang up your coat, Bill.
Thanks.
You and Mr. Garfield will have lots to talk about.
Hey, George, here's my chance to show Gracie how tough I am.
What do you mean?
I'll scare the pants off that big, curly-headed baby bather.
Well, John, I don't know whether...
Hey, Curly Locks, come in.
Say, just who do you think you're calling Curly Locks?
You, Curly Locks.
Oh, well, it is a mass of ringlets, isn't it?
What do you mean by barging into my house like this?
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
I ought to tie you in knots.
Yes, sir.
I don't like your looks.
I don't blame you, sir.
Now get out of here before I throw you out.
Yes, sir.
And take that Swan soap with you.
Now, just a minute. You can shove me around, but open your yap about that soap and I'll pin your ears back, see?
Yes, sir.
Why, tiny little babies are bathed with Swan, see? Doctors recommend it, see? It's pure as fine Castiles. It's so mild, it's kind and gentle, even to a little baby's tender skin, see? So you know it must be great for everybody's hands and face, even yours, understand?
Yes, sir.
If I ought to break a bar of Swan over your head.
Bill, you don't realize who you're talking to. This is the man who was so tough in The Fallen Sparrow.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see how he looks in The Broken Swan. Oh. Well, George, he could use half in the bathroom for his tub or shower and half in the kitchen for his dishes and light laundry.
Bill, here's your coat. You better leave. You're spoiling everything.
Well, okay. But just one more thing, Mr. Garfield.
What?
Happy New Year.
Oh, Mr. Garfield, why do you want people to think you're so tough?
Because if you keep telling people I'm not, it'll hurt me in pictures.
Oh, don't worry about pictures. You'll get lots of offers now that Donald O'Connor is being drafted.
John, can I speak to you alone for a moment?
Oh, sure. Excuse me, Gracie.
It's not going so well, John.
We're not licked yet, George. What time is it?
7:30.
Good. He's due right now.
Who?
Well, I hired a down-and-out ham actor to come in and pose as a gangster. I'll slap him around, and Gracie will be convinced.
That's funny. I had exactly the same idea.
That must be my stooge now. Let's go.
Well, sounds like company, Johnny. Isn't it late for your little friends to be up?
Well, I wasn't expecting anyone. Come in.
Elevate your hands. Tis I, the masked marauder. Your money or your life.
Drop that gun, you rat. I'll teach you to threaten John Garfield.
Oh, please, Mr. Garfield, have mercy. Oh, you're choking me to death. My neck has been torn from my foul body and my eyes. My eyes are bulging from my villainous head.
Bravo, Mr. Bolingbroke. You're giving a great performance.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns. Oh, spare me.
Wait a minute. Mrs. Burns, you know this man?
Well, yes, he's one of my best friends and a marvelous actor.
Why, you're too kind, dear lady. Oh, it's more than flesh to me. I'm dying.
Oh, shut up.
Sir, how dare you interrupt my big scene? The end is near. It's blood. Blood is pouring from the quivering nostrils.
Shut up. The act's over.
You Hollywood upstarts have no understanding of the soul of an artist. Give me the $5 you promised and I will go.
Yeah, and I'd like to punch you right in the nose.
Very well, but that'll cost an extra dollar.
Get out. All right, I admit I staged that, but Mrs. Burns, I really am a tough guy. Believe me.
Oh, I do believe you. You're terribly dumb. You frightened me to death.
Oh, stop.
Don't nobody move. I'm looking for John Garfield.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you skirt.
Hello, pants.
Huh?
Oh, Mr. Garfield, you better run. This man will kill you.
Hey, George, you picked a good actor. Even your husband thinks he's a gangster.
Huh? But I don't...
Hey, stupid. Are you John Garfield?
No, sir. I'm George Burns.
Oh, I guess what fooled me is them guns bulging out of your hip pockets.
Oh, those are not guns. Those are his hips.
And you must be Garfield.
Yeah, I'm Garfield. Want to make something out of it?
Oh, a tough guy.
Yeah, a tough guy.
John, I didn't hire you.
You keep out of this or I'll slap your ears down.
Who do you slap down?
Is.
I'd like to see you try it.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't slap my friends.
No.
Oh, I dare you to slap him again.
It's a deal.
Oh, that did it. Now I'm sore.
You're sore?
Well, you touch him once more and I'll throw you out.
Okay.
Oh, I dare you to hit him again.
Oh, please. Garfield, if you get any tougher, George won't have any teeth left.
Stand aside, Gracie. I'm throwing this big palooka right out.
Oh, oh, oh.
Now get out and stay out.
Oh, my goodness, you really did throw him out.
Of course I did.
Oh, I apologize, Mr. Garfield. Anyone who can throw Big Louie around is really tough.
Big Louie? You mean that was really Big Louie, the king of the underworld?
Oh, sure. Oh, Mr. Garfield, you better get some water. George has fainted. Well, I guess I'll have to get some water myself.
George and Gracie will be back in a minute, and that's all the time I need to remind you that if you're a little short on brown points, you can always get 2 brown ration points every time you turn in a pound of used kitchen fat to your butcher. Now, I don't have to tell you how urgently that waste fat is needed. It's absolutely essential to the production of glycerin. And glycerin is not only important in the manufacture of explosives, but it's a vital ingredient in many of the life-saving sulfur drugs. So turn in your used kitchen fat. I know many of you have been saving waste fats, but they're of no value till they're turned in. So turn them in tomorrow. Well, here they are again, George and Gracie.
Gracie, do you know who our guest star is next week?
Who?
Paulette Goddard.
Oh, that's nice. You know, George, you're much handsomer than Cary Grant.
Really, sweetheart? Well, you're much prettier than Paulette Goddard.
It works every time.
Tonight, John Garfield is currently starring in the Warner Brothers epic of submarine warfare, Destination Tokyo. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie, inviting you to tune into your Columbia station again next week, same time, when we'll have as our guest Paulette Goddard. The following week, William Bennett. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS, next Thursday night. And now to next Tuesday, this is Bill Goodwin saying goodbye, Swan, and from all of us to all of you, best wishes for a happy new year.